AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Leaders of three large public school systems told a congressional panel they're fighting anti-Semitism with education and, when necessary, discipline. Florida Republican Aaron Bean asked Montgomery County, Maryland's Carla Silvestri about disciplining teachers.
You've gotten rid of teachers. You said, you know, they don't belong in Montgomery County schools. You're teaching hatred, and we're going to get rid of you. Has that happened?
We have taken disciplinary action, yes.
Have you fired anybody?
No.
So you allow them to continue to teach hate.
The focus here is on K-12 education. At a Senate hearing, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham is not happy with the U.S. decision on pausing delivery of some bombs to Israel.
We will pay a price. This is obscene. It is absurd. Give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose. This is Hiroshima and Nagasaki on steroids.
The pause is over the possibility of an Israeli invasion of Rafah. Severe weather caused damage in the Midwest.
Reported tornadoes tore through parts of Michigan, causing homes and businesses to be torn apart or destroyed. That includes a trailer park home and a FedEx facility. In an AP interview, National Weather Service Grand Rapids meteorologist Nathan Jerusal says this weather system that brings severe storms and tornadoes is a result of the seasons changing.
You have the cold air from the winter that's retreating, and then you have the warm air that's coming in more frequently as the seasons change. And when those two kind of meet up like they did yesterday, you get this boundary, and it helps to produce severe weather at times.
Jerusal said no major deaths or injuries have been reported. Weather Service crews are on the ground assessing the damage. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president looks forward to presenting arguments to a Georgia appeals court, reviewing a ruling letting Fani Willis keep prosecuting the election interference case against him. This is AP News. Prince Harry is in Britain to mark the 10-year anniversary of the Invictus Games.
But he won't see his father on this visit. A spokesperson for the Duke of Sussex says that King Charles III has a busy schedule and the two won't meet during this trip. Harry, who has a strained relationship with his family, had rushed to London in February for a very short visit after his father was diagnosed with cancer. The King returned to official duties a week ago, having been away from the job for 3 months. The palace says doctors are very encouraged by his progress. The Invictus anniversary events commemorate the tournament Harry had founded for wounded troops and veterans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Huge crowds gathered in the southern French city of Marseille, where a majestic three-mast ship carrying the Olympic torch arrived from Greece ahead of a welcoming ceremony. The torch was lit in Greece last month before it was officially handed over to France. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.